We don't have the ha-ha.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in 40 minutes at 11 o'clock, Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. At noon, we're going to take a close look at Brock Purdy, his performance from Sunday, Purdy prognosis, and then at 1 o'clock, we'll get into some sounds of the week, and Evan compiled a bunch of great stuff again.
We'll see.
That's the leader in the
trust
clubhouse.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's going to...
You don't want to miss it.
It's going to be good. Hey, let me ask you this, Goo. Do you think, coming into the season, 49ers had Super Bowl aspirations, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. You think the Cincinnati Bengals had Super Bowl aspirations coming into the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, right? Sure.
But we could do a deep dive and ask which one was a stretch. The Niners wasn't because they were just there.
Well, maybe it is a stretch. Take a listen. This is Joe Burrow after the Bengals lost to the Ravens.
We're not a championship-level team right now. We're not. I like to think that, we'll come back and improve throughout the season to get to that point. But right now we are not, and we have to get better.
Obviously, you can't play defense. So do you guys, as an offense, view this as... the way that you're playing, you're going to have to keep scoring as many points as you are to be able to give your guys yourself a chance to win each game?
We're going to have to do more. We're going to have to do whatever it takes to win. And, so far, 3 out of 4 games, we haven't done enough. So, I'll put that on me. I'll put that on us to go and finish it when we get our opportunities to. Whenever you're 1-4 and whenever you're in this situation, there's going to be tough conversations to be had that guys aren't going to like, and those conversations have been had. So I'm happy with how we're going about it. We obviously have to win more. That's no secret.
All right, so that's Joe Burrow saying
we're not
championship team right now. Buffalo also got beat on Sunday. They came into the year with Super Bowl aspirations. Let's take a listen to what Josh Allen said about what's going on in Buffalo right now.
Well, it starts with making better decisions on my part. I know didn't complete the ball at a high rate tonight. Put the ball in harm's way, especially early in that first half. But I trust our guys. I know you guys are going to be wild this week, but love my guys, and we're going to keep working. And, this isn't a defining moment in our season. It's a chance to learn and grow from this, and that's what we're going to do.
All right, so that's Josh Allen. Does it feel like the 49ers are saying that right now, Goo?
No.
I agree.
They are not
saying
that.
I agree with you.
Right.
I keep hearing the 49ers saying that, we got to be better, but has anybody said this is not going to work?
No, not at all. And Fred Warner's even called their play unacceptable, things like that, which I appreciate.
So here's what I was thinking about this. So the 49ers are supposed to, just bear with me for a sec here. 49ers are supposed to be the class of the NFC, right?
Check.
Coming into the, they're the favorites, right? They're the bullies in the NFC.
Okay.
So before the season, teams have to talk to the league about their uniforms for the season.
All right.
And
my alley.
The San Francisco 49ers told the league that in October, they're going to wear their red jerseys at home.
Okay.
It's decided well before the season takes place. So on Monday, the Niners see that it's going to be 100 degrees.
I saw it.
All week. They petitioned the league to wear their white uniforms, so that the Cardinals would have to be in their red uniforms
right. On
a hot day.
I got you.
Does that sound like what a championship team does? Does it sound like what a championship team does? Hey, league, it's going to be really hot in the Bay on Sunday. I know we're the 49ers.
Wow.
And we're the best team in the NFC, but we want to wear our white jerseys.
Now,
that's a bad look.
No, that's the
and, you know, yeah,
no
and,
pun intended.
And it's not.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's also, you're also making you're asking the Cardinals wear the red. You know what I mean? So, I guess if a Cardinal player would have, had heat exhaustion, it would have been okay.
Wow.
Come on, Goo. You're the San Francisco 49ers.
Go ahead.
And you're acting like an underdog, wanting to wear white jerseys at home.
Now, you know
Come
what?
On.
You know
Who
why?
Are we?
I know. I love you for this, and I sent that to you guys, but teams do this?
No,
but
they
listen,
don't. They don't.
Listen while I'm giving you the win. It's championship teams at home should need to stoop to this level. I didn't think of it until you just brought it up. It does reek of desperation, the fact that they knew it was going to be hot. But the other rat on the table is maybe this offseason, just as a whole, they're not in shape.
Maybe.
And maybe that's why Baldy told Bonte and Butch right now the identity of the San Francisco 49ers right now, 2024 through five games. Stoney, get this. I'm going slow-mo, Stoney.
Okay.
He called them slow. And I'm just like I can't be mad or dispute that answer. But think about that. They were just in the Super Bowl in February in Nevada. Now we're slow?
Here's the bottom line.
Man.
Y'all are overanalyzing the jersey color thing.
No. You hit
do
the
winning
nail on
teams
the hand.
Take every advantage they can? Yes. That's not taking advantage. That's petitioning the league to change something.
Because it's going to be hot.
Exactly. And I'll just say it like this.
And we didn't even talk about that. Real players and people that do what we do. And I've even heard it. Bonte even said, I don't even want to talk about the weather. Both teams had to play in it.
We're not a championship level team right now.
Boy.
And again, we were talking about Ayuk and the Ayuk contract.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And I thought, I don't think it's a great contract, but okay, they overpaid Ayuk. All right. Can they overcome it? Yeah, probably. They probably can. They got a lot of talent. And how big of a deal is the jersey thing? Probably not that big a deal. You know what?
If you're the Buccaneers.
Bad message to a team.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think it's a bad message to your own team.
Yeah, right.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And from what I
get it, Stoney, I'd normally fight you on that, but the Buccaneers do things like that. You know what I'm saying? The Colts. But I know they play indoors, but I was like, wow. And having the second half go the way it did, I'm asking you, Stoney, would Connor and that offensive line have ran roughshod on the Niners had they been in their red uniforms? No, I believe that would have played out the same way.
And I just thought about
it. No, I love you for that, man.
That's all.
Jim Molay says, don't forget the black jerseys. Remember they were wearing the black ones years ago. We can't.
Yeah, Jim said exactly, Steiner. Last year's Niners teams would have petitioned to wear black in the hot weather. I don't know about that, but it's just something that, to me, it's an incongruity. Yeah. It's an incongruity for a Super Bowl champ to.
Do you have the Richard Sherman's Donnie? Ask him how worried he is or panicked about the Niners, because to me, this is a guy, he loves his Niners, right? And I'm always like, Richard, always giving the home, this just me, giving the hometown outlook, but he came with this one.
My panic meter is at a 10. It's at 11. It's panic mode because these are two unacceptable division losses to the bottom dwellers of your division. This team here just coming off of 28-point drubbing to the Washington Commanders, and you're like, hey, we should be able to look at that tape and find answers and be able to win this game, but you're not. You're not winning this game, and you're the more talented team walking into the stadium each and every time, and you could talk about the injuries. You could talk about the heat. We can make excuses, but these are the games you got to dominate, and they're not dominating. I mean, out-coached them, out-played them, out-efforted them, out-ran them. It's tough. It's tough to watch. It was tough to watch this game, especially in the second half. Brandon Ayuk finally gets to shine, but now we turn the ball over three times. You know, it's like you fix one problem, something else breaks, and that seems to be the luck of the draw this season with the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow, speaking of something breaking.
Yeah.
Gonna have to get Spadoni Tim Jordan
just
in
saw
here.
It, yeah. How many is that for you in your career?
Probably three.
Oh no!
This is the first one at the new station.
Happened to me last time.
Oh boy, okay. Spadoni with the honesty. Hey, I'll say this to something you just said before you grab a call. Listen, man, I know it's about things. You get off to a rough start, and you got to move the goalpost. But I'm sorry, a guy like me is being true and honest right here. I thought the Niners, and still do, I'm holding them to their standard, NFC championship at minimum. But if you're going to sell me now, Steiny, on, oh, everything's okay in Niner-land, we can win the division, then something's gone wrong. But if you tell me, okay, in January when the playoffs start, that all of a sudden you're going to get Greenlaw back and you're going to hit your stride, that's a different story. But right now, for you or anybody to say, hey, it's the division now, I think you're ignoring the rat on the table.
Which is what?
Lackluster play on both sides of the ball. And right, coaching.
Well,